because your post may not get a ton of likes does not mean no one is watching.
Hi guys, and welcome to this new episode of the 5-Figure Freelance Podcast. In this episode, Scott is going to give you 4 tips on how to start your 6-figure freelance business.
On that note, let's get started. Also, make sure you stick around for tips 3 and 4 as they help me to transition seamlessly from my 9-to-5 job to becoming a full-time freelancer. Also, just a disclaimer before we start, I don't claim to have the only pathway to success as a freelancer, but the steps that I took genuinely do work for anyone. Even if you have 0 experience in the world of freelancing, much like my 18-year-old brother who now works as a freelance website developer. Okay, so diving right in. So the first step is the ignition phase. This is where you decide what you actually want to offer as a service, and then you look for your first client. Now, one of the best ways to select what service you want to actually offer is by picking something you're genuinely interested in already. And also, don't worry about getting this decision perfect right now, because you can always change it later on if it's not the right fit for you. Once you have your service, now you need your first client. Now, this could be a family member, friend, or someone on LinkedIn who you reach out to. The truth is, at this point, you're not looking for the highest paying client, although that would be nice. You're looking for experience. By getting the experience early on, working for very little or even for free in the very beginning, you'll open yourself up to landing bigger projects later on. I worked for nearly 12 months at a branding agency for free while sleeping on my mum's couch and working as a barman, so I know it's tough, but working for free can allow you to get valuable experience which is going to accelerate your progress later on. Okay, so step 2 is getting your first client. So you may have already ticked this stage off, which is great, but if you haven't, then there are a few ways that you can do this. The easiest way is to work with platforms such as Fiverr and Upwork. There are millions of people looking for freelancers just like you on these platforms every single day. So if you can create a professional looking profile on one of these platforms, they can reach out to you and hire you for that project. The second way is to showcase your work on social media. Social media for me isn't my main source of clients, but it definitely works well. Just try and share examples of your creative work or whatever you're trying to offer as a service and let people come to you. Also, something to remember is just because your post may not get a ton of likes does not mean no one is watching. Pretty much every single client who hired me because of a social media post hadn't liked or engaged with any post leading up to that time. So just keep that in mind and don't lose faith.
And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @ScottLancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is @ScottLancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from.
Now, step 3 is building your reputation. Now, once you have a few clients under your belt, it's time to start leveling up. This means getting yourself a nice website to showcase your work, polishing up on your appearance online, and perhaps even creating some relevant content to your service that you're actually providing. A key part of this phase is to showcase your work properly. When I was at this stage, I literally spent hours upon hours looking at the biggest branding agencies in the world and why they structured their websites and their project pages in certain ways. The secret to their success was how they explained the way they approached the project. They carefully took the user through their strategic thinking and didn't just show the end result, but explained why they made certain decisions and how these decisions helped the client reach their objectives. This was a huge learning point for me, so be sure to showcase your work in detail and show future clients how your thinking can help them. And last but by no means least, revisiting your pricing. At this stage, you've most likely already worked with a good range of clients and you're most likely going to be pretty good at what you do by now. The crazy thing is, you're still probably charging the same prices that you did in the beginning, and that's got to change if you're going to make a full-time career out of freelancing. Now, you'll know it's time to change your pricing when one of two things happen. Number one, your clients are too easy to win and they don't take much persuading. Or number two, if you offer them a range of packages and they always end up going for the most expensive package, that's probably a red flag as well. In simple terms, if you feel like you're not being paid what you're worth as a consultant or a service provider, then you're most likely undercharging. If you have experience and you're providing a high quality service, your pricing should reflect that. But if you continue to grow your expertise in pricing, you'll see your freelance income gradually begin to outweigh your 9-to-5 income. And once you have around 3 to 4 months worth of salary saved up, it's time to make the leap and go into freelancing full time if that's what you want to do.
That was today's episode. I hope Scott was able to give you some good information on how to start your freelance business now. If you have any other questions, drop Scott a line on Instagram @TheScottLancaster, and please give this podcast a 5-star rating first and feedback second.
So this helps us improve our episodes and the value we try to deliver every day to you, so we can grow and reach more freelancers. But until then, have a great day.